The Olympic Games bring both persecution and hopes of freedom. A radio ministry launches a strategic Olympic outreach, and Brazil becomes the seedbed for a youth missions movement. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Many Chinese are celebrating as opening ceremonies of the 2008 Olympic Games are being held today. Many believe it's an opportunity for the world to see the new open China. Johnny Lee with religious watchdog group Open Doors agrees there's more freedom, but far from free. He says the Olympic spotlight has actually caused more persecution.
They have to on the run because Olympus Games, the government did not like them in Beijing or some of the cities who holding Olympus Games and was afraid them to meet with the media to say something, they don't like it.
700 leaders have been placed in custody. Lee says the crackdown has had an effect on outreach efforts by house church leaders.
Most of them, they're more quiet, particularly those cities who holding Olympus Games. Many of them, they were warned by the authority and don't do anything until after Olympus Games.
However, Lee believes religious freedom will come following the Olympics. Stay tuned. Next, China is going all out in its opulent display of the Olympic Games. Far East Broadcasting Company's Greg Harris says the enthusiasm carries over to what their team is doing through specially themed programs.
These programs for the Olympics are really designed to sort of draw listeners into the larger FEBC program so that they can hear not only these programs that are very interesting to them, so they're not specifically evangelistic, but then they'll want to stay tuned and listen to the evangelistic programs, and we sure hope they're going to find Christ like so many thousands already have.
Harris says the government has forbidden foreign evangelism during the games. However, FEBC did send a team to Beijing.
We have always maintained a very positive relationship with the government. That's what allows us to broadcast so many hours a day of Christian programming without being jammed. So we really try to comply with the government regulations so that we can have the long-term opportunity to broadcast the gospel to China.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A judge has granted bail to the four Gospel for Asia missionaries in Karnataka, India, but their release is pending. After being attacked by a mob on July 31st, the believers were severely beaten and thrown in jail. GFA leaders were able to meet the unusual conditions set for bail, and when the judge returns from vacation, the missionaries' release will be determined. Pray that the judge will return soon and release the missionaries so they can receive medical attention. Meanwhile, Sao Paulo, Brazil is becoming the birthplace of a youth missions movement. Tim Moody of the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says empowering nationals to evangelize their country is more effective than outsiders going in.
Your local church would spend around $1,600 to $2,000 to send you here to Brazil. For 10% of that, you would be able to sponsor one or two students for the entire trip and help them multiply disciples here in Brazil.
Brazilian youth are spreading the gospel through door-to-door evangelism, VBS, sports ministry, and lots of prayer.
We're seeing a lay awakening and direct involvement in missions here in Brazil. And I believe it can happen all around the world. When the Great Commission was given, Brazil was part of the ends of the earth. But now Brazil is a great place for missionaries to be sent out from here.
Pray that God will help the movement spread throughout all of Brazil. And this summer has been a busy one for E3 partners in terms of missionary training. June saw a record number of applications for mission trips. In July, there were more workers on trips with E3 than any other month in the ministry's history. Ask God to continue to call His people to be part of their work in the world. Pray also that field staff and mobilizers who are leading the mission trips this month to be clear-minded, stress-free, and serving in the Lord's strength. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few people know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, which is next month. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.